Bites. Hello listeners, welcome back to a very exciting and final episode for season 2 of the Denodo Data Bites series. I'm your host Neha and I'm thrilled to bring you Denodo Data Bites 2023 Wrapped. This year has been very interesting for us. We have discussed a wide range of topics from data mesh, logical data management, data governance, modern data strategy and so much more. But amongst these wide range of topics, which are the winning categories that are crucial for organizations to consider and how can Denodo help here is what we discuss in this episode. Without further ado, let me introduce our guest today, Suresh Chandrasekaran, Executive Vice President at Denodo. With a wealth of expertise spanning business strategy, market positioning, revenue acceleration and ecosystem development, Suresh is joining us today to discuss key categories for building an effective modern data strategy for organizations. Welcome to Denodo Data Bites 2023 Wrapped, Suresh. We are live today on this countdown to 2024 with a few minutes left before the clocks strike 12 to ring in the new year. So can we reflect upon how this year has been for Denodo and what have been some big achievements to celebrate?
Hi, Neha. Very happy to be on this podcast again. Wow, 2023 has been a phenomenal year for us. And I think, you know, both organizationally and in terms of how customers are adopting Denodo, I've seen several patterns and highlights I'd love to share with our audience today.
Thank you, Suresh. So moving forward, we had a big announcement in September, didn't we?
Yes, indeed, Neha. 2023 saw the milestone event of having a new financial investor join Denodo, that is TPG Capital, which invested $336 million. In a market environment like that, that is a significant endorsement of Denodo's strategy and growth prospects. Angel Viña, our founder and CEO, led by the management team, has created the environment for Denodo to be able to attract such great partners. I had the privilege of meeting with the new board members, Mike Zappert of TPG, and in fact, enjoying a soccer game with him while I was in Barcelona. We really are happy for not only them, but our existing investors, HGGC, and their advice and guidance on how we can continue to take this company to great heights.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing, Suresh. So I've been hearing some buzz about Denodo 9. Can you tell me more?
Yeah, another major milestone for Denodo this year was on the product. Actually, Denodo 9 is just around the corner, so we'll save that for a 2024 podcast. But we did some very significant product enhancements. For example, we joined the Presto Foundation and embedded an MPP engine, Presto, into Denodo. That completely opens up the product for some very high performance and some new capabilities in using MPP engines for caching, for performance acceleration, and dealing with a lot of the data lake use cases. Second, very significant enhancement in the product was now AI is throughout the product, from data engineering to transformations to recommendations for data sets to security. And in fact, we released our first ChatGPT integrations where Denodo can now respond to natural language queries, translate them into SQL, explain them. So, you know, even less technical people can interact with Denodo using these kind of natural language queries. Another important development was the offering of Denodo as a managed service, which allows more companies to adopt this technology without having to worry about the staffing, et cetera, to stand it up and maintain it. And another one that I'm personally very excited about is, you know, everybody is talking only about the capabilities. Denodo is also paying a lot of attention to the costs of managing data. So we've incorporated FinOps dashboards that give a very clear picture of how data costs that can be controlled and managed across a wide range of. These are just the tip of the iceberg, and they are already in Denodo 8. Denodo 9 is going to take us into a completely another level, and that's just around the corner, as I said, in the first quarter of 2024.
Very exciting indeed. So what about the people at Denodo then? Have we had any new additions?
Indeed, Neha. You know, we're one company that has in our entire lifetime has never had a layoff, but we've continued to add people during 2023. Let me start with the management team. And what I call the functions of finance, legal have had very significant new people. We have our new CFO, our new chief legal officer, joining a very deeply tenured management team, but adding some new perspectives as we march towards our growth. I would say there's been a significant enhancement in our HR function, whereas company is growing with more people. I particularly love the Denodo wellness programs, how we've incorporated charitable actions and community actions as part of the people fabric. And I'm also super excited about the 41 plus nationalities that we get to interact with every day. Denodo has a very unique people culture, global company, global cultures. We celebrate everything from Diwali to Kwanzaa. We have these great initiatives in the office. And this is one of the reasons that not only are we growing the number of people, but we also have super low churn. So I think people are one of the greatest assets at Denodo, and we're welcoming new management level people and growth from within as well.
Definitely has been a really exciting year for Denodo, and so much more to look forward to in 2024 as well. So thanks, Suresh. And I just saw the latest Gartner Magic Quadrant report was released, right? So what is the buzz in the industry?
Well, you know, now there are so many such reports that, you know, I myself am finding it hard to keep track of everything. But Gartner Magic Quadrant is one of the leading reports. For a fourth year in a row, Denodo is a leader in the Gartner's Magic Quadrant for data integration. And, you know, we're in a company of some giants like SAP, Microsoft, you know, Oracle, and so on and so forth, IBM. But Denodo has continued to not only keep pace, but we moved further to the right into the top this year. So that's a great achievement just on that specific report. But I'm always more excited about what customers say. So there's a Gartner report called Customer Choice. Again, we are fourth year in a row, a Customer Choice. Forrester's Data Fabric, we're a leader. And there was a new report called GigaOm Radar, specifically on Data Fabric. We are way out front of all the companies in this concept of data fabric in the GigaOm report. I'd encourage everybody to take a look. Now, these are just the culmination of all the work we do for the product, with the customers, and the vision and the execution. So the reports are great, but it's really what we are applauding here is all the work that goes behind it from our people, our customers, our partners. So I'm super excited about that.
And how about our go-to-market strategy? How has it evolved with the trends in the data industry?
You know, it is a challenging environment. You know, there are new products, new trends. The cloud is a major factor as the cloud hyperscalers have increased their offerings. At the same time, Denodo has proven its mettle in this changing environment. But in order to do that, we also have to be very adaptive. And so let me touch on that with two or three key points. Our go-to-market strategy has certainly evolved. From our sales perspective, you know, we've been more focused on strategic accounts with a very focused approach, and also developing the rest of the market, you know, using a different approach, particularly where partners play a key role. I'll come back to that. So with this focus on large enterprises, we're also changing the way we appeal the product. So we have been doing more of the marketing and sales to business stakeholders and not only the IT stakeholders. The branding of Denodo and the recognition of Denodo with the more broader business audience has been increasing. We've been taking more of what we call an ABX approach, which is you know, account-based marketing, account-based targeting, and in that bringing very account-specific messages or vertical-specific messages in how we address our customers and targets. Now, there's been a significant enhancement in our messaging and product marketing. We're still in the early stages of that, but as we redefine to really do surveys and understand what are the true delighters of Denodo that customers respond to and really focus on that. Similarly, focusing on key horizontal and vertical use cases. So all of this is a joint effort between marketing and sales and all of the functions in the go-to-market. And by extension, we're also taking all of these changes to enabling and training our own people, our sellers, as well as the sellers of our partners, which are really an extended part of Denodo. And so, you know, the partners is something I like to add on a little bit, because I think that is a very important part of our go-to-market strategy. We are putting more effort into our partner network, and, you know, they span the hyperscalers. We're, you know, increasing our level and traction with AWS. We're doing tri-party solutions with AWS, Google, Microsoft. Of course, we are also partnering with key ISVs like Snowflake, Databricks, Collibra, and of course, our expanded network of SI partners are critical. And that's how we can support business in, you know, the 25 countries we operate. And so while some companies are withdrawing from some countries, Denodo is actually investing, but partners are a key part of that strategy for us to continue to grow in those markets.
Definitely. So now on the customers and partners front, right? How have customers and partners been part of this journey? What are the key milestones this year?
Yeah, the partners, as I mentioned, are part of the go-to-market, but not only. They're also part of ensuring customer success. So let me talk about customer success. You know, Denodo had the reputation of having fantastic support, but we've kind of grown from that base to building out a very strong customer success teams, which has customer success managers, technical account managers, solutioning people, and we've laid out a set of advisory types of capabilities that customers can take advantage of as part of their being the subscription to Denodo. This is actually resulting in a tremendous expansions and discovery of new areas within each of our existing customers to leverage Denodo. And we're seeing a lot of success with the expansions. We're also seeing that in the way that customers participate. We've had probably about a dozen product advisory councils this year, and customers are just absolutely amazing us with the insight they have and the requests they have for how they want to see the product evolve. More than 50% of our product evolution is defined by the customers. We had 4 data fests, which is Denodo's customer and market event in Japan, Singapore, Europe and North America, and those were fully attended not only by customers and prospects, but also several of our partner community. And lastly, this year in 2023, we launched our regional user groups and the community of Denodo users. We launched Denodo in education, and we set up some awards for college students. So we're not only working with current customers, but future customers and future customers who are just attending college now. So it's kind of a large community, and we want to be part of their success, and they want to be part of our success.
That's exciting. And finally, before segueing towards the next part of our discussion, what is the most exciting customer news for 2023?
Well, for me, it's always about the customer and the business value we drive for them. As I mentioned earlier, we are pivoting a little bit more to the business audiences and stakeholders, which means we not only need to think about the technology, we need to think about the use cases, then more specifically use cases within certain verticals, but more generally the horizontal use cases and the business value we drive for them. So, you know, our use cases are quite broad, but they can also be very specific. Denodo is a, you know, logical data management platform. So it serves data for informational use cases, analytical use cases, operational use cases, and data management use cases. But, you know, there are a few that stand out that have really been the engines of our growth.
Awesome. It looks like it's been a wonderfully productive year for Denodo then.
Yes, every year brings new challenges, but this has been a very productive year. And I think we have also, I feel like we have retooled well for what the future challenges we will face as we continue our growth. Like every other company, you know, the past is great, but the future is even more exciting.
Speaking of a brighter future, now, Suresh, I know how much you love working with customers from all over the world, like you were just mentioning during our last section. Why don't we take the final minutes of 2023 and make it a customer use case countdown? So before we start, how about we discuss some key categories that are, you know, the basis of building a foundational data strategy for organizations? So on number 5, we have centralized governance, risk, and compliance. Can you tell us more about how customers are benefiting from it?
Yes, you know, I think we've picked 5 use cases to lead with in 2023 and 2024. The first one is governance, risk, and compliance. The key personas that face this challenge are the chief data officers, the heads of risk, which can mean privacy, sovereignty, compliance, sustainability, and the CFO. And, you know, these use cases target data privacy, data security, regulatory reporting and auditing, sustainability, or what's called ESG, environmental sustainability, risk management and analytics. And these are the use cases, a broad set of use cases, but they all fall within the risk and compliance area. I'll also throw in an example or two here. As you said, I love working with customers. You know, the largest bank in Canada, JP Morgan Chase, which was also our partner in the financing round, Nomura, they all have the need to have a single view of financial market data. And from that, they can manage, and they may have very diverse holdings in multiple countries. But if they can bring all that together, the firm has a very global view of risk, a global view of not only market risk, financial risk, credit risk, counterparty risk. And this is how that's a good example in the financial services and regulatory perspective on risk. We just had another great customer that I visited in Australia and New Zealand, Asahi Beverages, and another customer in Germany, Festo, that are building green energy dashboards and ways of minimizing the impact of their operations on the environment. In a different way, it's compliance, which is also very, very exciting for us.
Very exciting indeed. Thanks, Suresh. So on number four, we have improving operational efficiency, agility, and resilience. We all know operational efficiency and agility are paramount for business success. So can you discuss why this is important for organizations?
Well, you know, one of the key value drivers is reducing cost, increasing capital utilization, which is really what this is about, improving operational efficiency, agility, and resilience. Again, the key personas that we target for this kind of use case are the chief operating officer or the line of business operational heads and the CFO again. And we provide data services for intelligent data apps, data sharing, data marketplaces. I mentioned earlier this idea of FinOps. How do you manage the operational cost of data management? That is from within the data management function. But when you also look at how we supply data for supply chain automation, back office automation, or you know, providing reports on reducing operational cost, putting data in the hands of users so that they can be very mindful of how to improve the cost structure of the company. Those are some of the things that fall within this category. There's a fantastic case study, a customer that has also expanded significantly, Hastings Deering, one of the largest distributors of Caterpillar and earth moving equipment, where they provided a data marketplace that is now being providing information in the hands of everybody for optimizing working capital, reducing supply chain bottlenecks, and improving the customer response times across many different business functions. Another great example of operational efficiency and was Indonesian Stock Exchange that talked at our Data Fest about creating up-to-date real-time market data and improving the efficiency of their transactions and the difference between the spreads between ask and buy. So there are many examples of how we're doing this to improve operational efficiency.
Thanks, Suresh. And now moving forward, IT infrastructure and modernization is not far behind on number three. So modernizing IT infrastructure is a cornerstone for staying competitive, right? So how are IT leaders driving this transformation to meet evolving business needs?
Yeah, IT infrastructure modernization, some people call it application modernization. Some people are moving their data stacks into the cloud. And this includes many trends I'll come to. The personas that we target here are the CIOs, enterprise architects, and the heads of IT. And while at first it might look like it's more of a technical use case, the impact that it has on the business is quite significant. So we're talking about use cases around data fabric, data mesh, cloud modernization, replacing legacy applications and systems, and optimizing what you have in the data lake, enabling hybrid multi-cloud analytics. What you do when you have mergers and acquisitions to quickly consolidate information from multiple companies, and certainly Gen AI adoption, which of course touches many things, but particularly modernizing the entire stack. So this is what is demanded from the IT leadership, and we're delivering that. How are we delivering that? A great example is, again, the largest private bank in India wanted to adopt a multi-cloud adoption. They didn't want to be locked down to any one cloud. So they wanted to make sure that their applications and analytics are portable. And in order to have this multi-cloud journey, what they decided was they needed to have a cloud-agnostic logical data platform on which then they would leverage all of their applications and analytics. And that's exactly what we have delivered. Other companies have found that their journey is a continuous one. They move perhaps to one cloud and then within that to another product. So that was the case Syngenta presented at the Snowflake Summit around how they went to Amazon and then to Snowflake and so on, and the, how the migrations were much faster and seamless and risk-free because of their Denodo adoption. So modernizing IT is, again, a fantastic use case. I think you have them in number three position there.
We sure have, and thank you. You know, we keep hearing about these technical terms like, you know, data governance and IT modernization, but you always think that, you know, if only we have an example, it helps us understand these more, like in terms of like the companies and the industries. So I think these were some really good examples that you shared. So now on number two, closely followed by data foundation for improved customer experience. Why is it still crucial in today's business landscape? Can you explain about this a bit further?
Well, you know, as I love talking about customers, whatever business you're in, whether you're retail, you're a hospital serving patients, you're a financial advisory firm, you know, the customer always comes first. If there's no customer, there's no business. So understanding the customer really well and giving them a fantastic all-round experience also comes down to data. You know, you need to understand all aspects of the customer, and data is very critical. So we find that the data foundation for improving customer experience is one of the top, or you have it in number two spot, use cases for Denodo. The key personas for that are the chief marketing officer or the chief customer officer or also the line of business heads. And there is, you know, customer data platforms. But instead of putting all the data in one place, Denodo brings that 360 view of the customer, facilitates customer engagement applications, self-service portals, by feeding those platforms with data from everywhere. And so the demand for market or customer-facing functions is, you know, continues to grow, and Denodo has been delivering that. In this area, I saw the presentation by ABM AMRO, which is also in the National Postcode Lottery, which are both based in the Netherlands, and how they have used Denodo to what they call customize their entire organization. So every aspect of their operations are customized, as to they have a lens of the customer to look at their operations, which means bringing data from all of the options. Another personal favorite use case in this area is DaVita. DaVita is one of the largest kidney dialysis provider companies, and they improved the patient experience significantly by understanding the patient, understanding the facility which the patient had a scheduled appointment, and understanding the provider or the technician or the doctor and their skills. So this 360 view of patient combined with 360 view of facility and 360 view of provider made sure that every experience and interaction the patient had were perfectly matched for exactly what outcomes that the patient was looking for. I love that use case.
It really is very interesting. Thanks, Suresh. And now with a few minutes remaining until midnight, coming in hot as the final category of the year is data self-service on data democratization. How does enabling self-service and agile business intelligence contribute to a modern data strategy for organizations? Can you discuss a little bit about this?
Yes, I do like that you picked that as the top one. I would agree with that because there's just so much data that is unused. You know, by various counts, as much as 80% of the data is not being put to productive use. And only a handful of people in these organizations have access to the right data. You know, it should be close to 100%. So when you take that concept of data democratization, data self-service, you know, it can have magnitude, increased impact if all of the data that's relevant is in the hands of all of the people that are making decisions, not just the top guys or the analysts or the specialists, but every day-to-day worker. And that's really what this is all about. And therefore, being at the top position makes sense because it has huge impact. We focus this on key personas, such as business-facing CIOs and CDOs who have as the mission to democratize or increase the data culture, heads of data and analytics, and of course, line of business heads. So anything that provides self-service and agile business intelligence, including technologies like logical data warehouses and MARTs, artificial intelligence projects that particularly allow people to interact with data in natural language, executive dashboards, anything that helps the business in short is a great demonstration of this capability and use case of Denodo. There was a great presentation by ING at our data summit in Europe about how they re-architected their entire data infrastructure to support this kind of a data marketplace approach, but they also made sure that it had the right amount of data access and rights management and data pre-processing to meet every one of these. Another company, which is actually non-traditional, Perkins Coie in Seattle, headquartered in Seattle, but it's a multinational law firm, they came to our Data Fest in North America and showcased how DV is now being, Denodo is being now leveraged in their digital transformation program, where lawyers have access, paramedical, paralegals, and everybody up and down the chain in that law firm has access. So certainly data self-service, data democratization is our number one pick.
Awesome. Thanks so much. What an exciting 2023 Denodo Data Bootstrap, and so much to look forward to in 2024. And with this, here's wishing our listeners a
Happy New Year.
And a quick message to our listeners, if you've enjoyed this episode, please head over to www.denodo.com/podcast to find out more resources on all things data. Thank you.